Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And I jokingly, Alex said, so what is it, like 80% cancer? And she looked at me over her mask and was very serious and said, much higher. And I kept it together until I left the office and then got in my car and was sobbing the whole way home. I have cancer. I have cancer. That's all I could think about. All I could think about was my mom and the 5 years of watching her deal with chemotherapy and surgery and everything. And that woman was such a rock.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Jen Kokin. Jen has held a laundry list of high-level positions. She's smart, funny, and definitely one of my favorite people I have ever interviewed. She's also written a great book called When I Die, Take My Panties, turning your darkest moments into your greatest gifts. But she was also diagnosed with breast cancer. Sometimes our broken bulbs aren't our fault. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Jen Kokin, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
There's nothing that would make me happier.
Fantastic. That one sounded a little bit more labored than the last time.
I was thinking, like, would a peanut butter cookie make me happier? Would a bowl of ice cream make me happier? No, seriously, nothing would make me happier.
Perfect. So let's talk about being diagnosed with breast cancer. As of recording this, this is a super new development in your life. And kind of by the time this episode comes out, hopefully we're going to have more information, a bit more of an update. But would you mind filling us in on what this experience has been like for you so far?
Yes, I will. So, oh my gosh. So August of 2020, right? And 2020 has been a suckage year anyway. I know we all talk about finding the silver linings and I'm glad we have, but really people, it has been a year that sucked. Let's just talk about it. And thank God for us that we were able to rise to the occasion in oh so many ways, right? And we learned new things and everyone's meditating now and planting a garden and things like that and buying a bike and on a kayak. And that's all lovely and wonderful, but really let's just have a minute for how hard it's been. You know, I was actually getting ready to go on vacation and I was heading up to my best friend's family's lake house in this cool little place in the Poconos. And right before I was getting ready to head up, you know, because of COVID and that sort of thing, I don't know, just I had this intuitive hit. I shouldn't go. My bestie's mom was up there now. Another dear friend of ours had been there the week before. And just something in me was like, I don't know. There's a lot of people. Maybe I shouldn't go. Now, hindsight, I needed to be home to handle this. So I'm, you know, my assistant had cleared out my whole calendar that week. And at first I was like, well, I'll just work. And then I thought, wait a minute, when's the last time you actually had 5 days of nothing on your calendar? Let's pretend I'm in Italy or Spain or wherever I love to travel. And I'm waking up in the morning, which is what I love to do. And literally like putting a finger up to the wind and going, which way is the butterfly going? I want to go that way. So I thought I'm going to sleep as late as I can. And I'm going to wake up in the morning as if I'm a tourist in my own state and figure out what I want to do. Maybe I'll find a new park to go kayaking in. Maybe I'll go, paddle boarding. What am I going to do? So I was about to go to sleep and my boob hurt. I was like, what is that? And I start feeling around and I feel a lump. And I knew right then. And I did not sleep that night. 8 a.m. I'm like, you know, 6 a.m. I'm up. I think I went to sleep at 4. I woke up at 6. And I kept telling myself, okay, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's nothing. Get the appointment to see my gynecologist. The nurse was like, yeah, it's probably just a clogged milk duct. We'll send you to get the mammogram and the sonogram. I go to get that. And because my mom had passed away from ovarian cancer, I have quite a bit of knowledge. And it's not that I'm without fear, but I act in spite of my fear. I call it being fearless. Don't allow my fear to occupy much of my space. I let myself be fearful when I need to, but then I move through it, because whatever you resist persists. And often what will happen when we get confronted, when we have those broken bulb moments and whatever's happening, we don't want to be happening, we have a tendency to push the emotion down, to pretend it isn't there, and step over things. And if anybody has a dog and you let the dog go poop in the backyard and you don't clean up after the dog, pretty much the dog and you are stepping in all of it. And that's what happens if we don't manage and deal with what's in front of us. So I said to the doctor, I said, look, don't sugarcoat it for me. And I jokingly, Alex said, so what is it, like 80% cancer? And she looked at me over her mask and was very serious and said, much higher. And I kept it together until I left the office and then got in my car and was sobbing the whole way home. I have cancer. I have cancer. That's all I could think about. All I could think about was my mom and the 5 years of watching her deal with chemotherapy and surgery and everything. And that woman was such just a rock, you know, she just kept the family together. And I knew when she was really not doing well because we were super tight, but that's all I could think about was, oh my, because the future was so unknown in that moment. And I've been an athlete my whole life. I eat healthy. I don't drink. I live a very healthy lifestyle. So and the same with my mom when she was diagnosed. So it was such a shock to me. So long story short, we get it all, you know, literally August was filled with doctor's appointments of confirming, yes, it's a malignant tumor. Yes, you have to have it removed, meeting with the breast surgeon. And then September was dealing with the surgery. And I'm actually, I know we're not filming this, but recording this soon after. I'm having a second surgery next week. And by all statistical measures, I'm cancer-free right now. They took the tumor out. But the thing with this particular tumor is a high chance of recurrence. And so they have to do some testing on the tumor itself. And I'll potentially be getting some intravenous chemo and definitely radiation, and definitely have to be on an oral chemo pill for 5 years, all to avoid recurrence because it has a very high recurrence rate. So all of the aftercare, and I can say no to the aftercare, but I'm not going to. All of that is my insurance policy to make sure it doesn't come back. When I found out I had cancer and I was so upset, and this is what happens to us when we have those broken bulb moments. Again, we're not the source of it. We're not the author of it. We're at the effect of it. And to get over those broken bulb moments, you got to get yourself to the source of it. Like, okay, I'm 5'10" and I have cancer. What you going to do about it? You know, like, okay, well then you get the treatment. Okay. Got it. Those are the facts, right? And there's three things I learned, Alex, from dealing with my mom's cancer that are so applicable here that truly are applicable to life and broken bulb moments. Number one, only deal with the facts. Everything else is conjecture. Number two, say everything. You don't want to leave things that are on your mind unsaid. One of my dear friends, I was considering a double mastectomy. And she left me this message. I'm a dissenting voice. I don't want you to do it. Sort of like very rigid. And it stuck with me. And I thought to myself, is she telling me what to do? Or is she giving me her information and then she's going to be fine with whatever I choose? Because that's the third piece in the puzzle, is empower the person who has cancer, empower their choice in whatever treatment, because we don't have a choice about the cancer. So when you have a broken bulb moment, you don't have a choice that thing happened to you, whatever that thing is. I don't have a choice, but I do have a choice about how I'm going to respond to it. But you know, at the end of the day, Alex, my life has always been about living authentically, living true to who I am. And I've come to a place where I'm firmly rooted in who I am and can own who I am. And everything, every broken bulb moment to me is a way for me to contribute the lessons I've learned to somebody else, and to demonstrate that even in the face of breast cancer, you can have a choice about how you're going to respond and how you're going to show up for people. And with this pandemic that we've dealt with in 2020, people have dealt with so much, from losing their job, shutting their company down, people in their lives being sick, birthday parties, weddings, all those things. Those are all broken bulb moments. What's important about these broken bulb moments is to make sure, at least for me, that I'm contributing that to other people. So now my strategy is twofold. One is to be able to bring it up to to my clients, because if they're having a bad day and they're having a pity party in their panties, I can say, you know what? I got that. And you know, here's how I dealt with it with breast cancer. Deal with the facts. What do we know in this moment? You're upset with your employee. What happened? What'd you say? What they say? What'd you say? What they say? Right? Say everything. Did you have the hard conversation you were supposed to have to hold them to account for not clocking in 3 days? Or, oh no, I didn't want to bug them. They've had such a hard, well, that's you that didn't have that hard conversation. Okay. What are you going to do about it now? Let me empower your choice and what you're going to do about it.
I think you've brought so many great lessons to this podcast, both on today's episode and the two ones we've done previously, where you take your experiences, the experiences that suck, those broken bulb moments that we're talking about, and you turn them into something good. And what I really love and appreciate is that you're taking them and you're turning them outwards, and you're taking those lessons and you're, like you said, empowering people. One thing that I would love to hear, and I'm sure the audience would love to hear, is where can they go to hear about the resources you use for empowering people and what exactly it is that you do that is maybe not a broken valve, that is the idea that is on and is working for you now?
I'll say my book is called When I Die, Take My Panties, Turning Your Darkest Moments into Your Greatest Gifts, which is all about transforming broken bulb moments. What I'm up to now is empowering fiery females to be the badass boss ladies they were born to be. I do this through helping women and men recognize imposter syndrome, recognize when they're doubting, questioning themselves, trying to be perfect, trying to be the expert, trying to go it alone. Those are all characteristics of imposter syndrome. So people can get to my website, jencoken.com, JenCoken.com, and also take my quiz to figure out what type of imposter syndrome you have, jencokenquiz.com. And with that comes a free 30-minute coaching call. And I've also got a webinar on my website and a coaching package that people can grab off the website as well.
Fantastic. Well, Jen, once again, it has been an absolute delight.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, Alex.
And thank you for listening. I love the way Jen talked about dealing in the facts. Here's the situation. What are we going to do about it? A little stoicism for you, I guess. Jen and I recorded this episode forever ago, as in over a year ago. And the last time we spoke, she is cancer-free. So congratulations to Jen, and here's to many more. On a side note about cancer, Jen educates people on the signs of breast and ovarian cancer. So follow her work for that too. Special thank you to Jen for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of her work. I've linked it down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It helps people find us and it does give us a warm and fuzzy feeling. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.